Ready to get going in the boys' game here tonight at Rockport High School. It is the Rockport Blue Jays, 14-7 on the year, taking on the East Atchison Wolves. They are 10-14 on the season. The two teams have met prior to this game tonight twice. East Atchison beat Rockport 40-39 back on December 2nd. That was in the Mountain City Invitational Tournament in the early part of the season. And it was East Atchison over Rockport 42-40 on January 14th. So East Atchison won two games by a total of 3 points over Rockport here so far this season. Starting the ball game tonight for the visitors for East Atchison, for Coach Kevin Dodson. He will be going with Alex Erickson, a 5'8 sophomore. Jared Spinato, a 5'8 junior. 5'11 senior, Braden Graves. 6'3 junior, Colin Hedlund. And also starting tonight will be Cameron Oswald. Cameron Oswald, your other starter tonight here for Coach Dodson and the East Atchison Wolves in this game. For Rockport tonight, for Coach Aaron Carpenter, he'll be starting all four of his seniors tonight here on senior night. Brecken Kelly will get the start tonight. He's a 5'8 senior. Bannock Skillen is the only junior in the lineup to start, a 6'1 junior. Aiden Burke, a 6'3 senior. Philip Heron, a 5'8 senior. And Micah Makings, a 6'1 senior, also in the starting lineup tonight for the Rockport Blue Jays. That's your starting lineup. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at get the game tipping off. Coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Fall City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Fall City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We are back here at Rockport. Coming up next week, we will have girls postseason action on Sunny 101.3 coming up Tuesday night on Sunny. It will be Fall City Tiger Girls hosting the Fairbury Jeffs in the Class C1 Sub-District 1 Tournament at McIntyre-Henderson Fieldhouse in Fall City. That'll be a 5:30 game. That'll be followed by Auburn taking on Syracuse in the other half of that bracket. Then the winners will play Thursday night. On KTNC next Tuesday night, we will have the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. They will be playing their first round game. And they'll be playing either Dill Rodell or HTRS. Those two teams play Monday night, the game at the Rowe Activity Center. And that's going to be a 5 o'clock start time for the Sacred Heart game on Tuesday next week. And that game will be over on Sister Station KTNC. All of our games on the World Wide Web, MSCSports.net. hit the listen live button, and you'll get a drop down box that shows all of our family of radio stations, KLZA and KTNC in Falls City. We'll have games, and there's always games on all of our sister stations going on as well, all free on the World Wide Web. The starters introduced here for East Atchison. They are the visitors tonight. Now, we've got the team being introduced here for Rockport. And we're throwing little basketballs up into the stands here. As we get ready to go. Senior night at Rockport High School. Two teams are introduced, huddled up with their coaches, wrapping that up, and we'll be ready to go here in just a moment. Here come the Blue Jays out of their huddle. It's going to be Micah Makins jumping it up against Jared Spinato. Sagar boys leading Sydney, Iowa, 31-30 at halftime up at Sydney tonight, 31-30. That game on KTNC right now. Randy Gatula there bringing you that one. It will be Rockport going right to left for the south bucket, and they control the tip. Micah Makins takes it from Aiden Burke, and they throw the pass to the left side to Heron, and they don't connect. It's out of bounds. East Atchison ball. Well, East Atchison, 10-14, 2-0 against Rockport. Rockport, 14-7. Got a big win against Mountain City 2 tonight. Hoping to help their playoff seeding in the district tournament coming up starting the 20th. Three-pointer left side is up, no good. Spinato with the rebound underneath there for East Atchison. That first shot was put up by Cameron Oswald. Now swinging around with it, Alex Erickson. Spinato, free throw line, takes the ball over to the left side to Oswald. Drives in, shot rejected by Aiden Burke. Ball ends up out of bounds. Makins tried to save it, just couldn't quite get there. Spinato to trigger from the baseline for the Wolves. He looks, he comes in, he takes the handoff. He'll work back to the top and give the ball there to Erickson. Erickson, left side pass to Oswald. Oswald in the middle, shot up just inside the free throw line. No good by Braden Graves. The rebound by Colin Hedlund. He can't connect, but he's fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot two. Again, we sit across the way from the score table. The scoreboard here has the players that are in the game listed along with their fouls and their points, which is very helpful when you're over here. And the foul on Bannock Skillen. First foul of the game is non-shooting foul. So it comes in from the baseline again. Spinato, left elbow. Rounded defender, backs up, he'll reverse, gets the ball over to Erickson, out between the circles now. Left side to Oswald, he holds it. High post, Hedlund, for jumper from the free throw line, won't go. Skillen picks up the rebound for Rockport. Blue Jay ball, first possession. Oh, no, I guess they traveled earlier, they don't have a shot off yet. Now Burke out on the right side. Burke moving over, and now Skillen for three from the left side of the circle. Nothing but net for the junior. So it is Bannock Skillen with the triple to put Rockport ahead, 3-0. Oswald for the answer at the other end, and he got it. Cameron Oswald will tie the ball game up at 3 apiece here in the early going. 6:12 to go. Burke in the backcourt will dribble it up. He'll get to the circle, out on the right side. Now get it down to Makins. Micah gets a screen, goes to the free throw line. Skillen, same spot, and off the iron this time. Rebound to Hedlund. Hedlund with the rebound. He'll get it ahead. Spinato into the paint he goes. Fires to the right side corner. Oswald bounces it down there. Graves in the middle. Lost the handle on the basketball. Taken away by Burke. Micah Makins, top of the key to Burke. Fake the three, drives in, shot blocked by Cameron Oswald, but a whistle and a foul called. Foul on 14 on Braden Graves, that's what they called. his first, team foul number one, and a berth to the free throw line for Rockport. On the way up, and got it. He'll get another one. 4-3 the score now. Rockport reclaims the lead. In from East Atchison will be Owen DeRozier, a 6-foot sophomore. Free throw up and good. And Rockport now leads it 5-3. Also in there for East Atchison. Where's he at? There he is. Number one, Colin Hall. Colt Hall, 5'8 sophomore. Graves inside, now down low with it. Graves had the ball knocked away, picked up into the game for Rockport is Corbin Jacob to Micah Makings. Up the floor, quickly their way. Makings in the paint, leans in, fouled. Ball falls off the rim, outside, no good on the shot, and foul be called on Spinato. His first, team foul number two on East Atchison. 5:12 to play. Makings free throw is up and good. Micah Makings doubles up the score now 6-3. Rockport with the lead. Headland back into the ballgame, sitting down. Braden Graves free throw up and good again. Micah Makings knocks down a pair. And to the front court now. It'll be Hall across court. Gets it right back. Now Spinato left elbow. Beyond the three-point line. Plays catch with DeRozier. Comes it back out to Hall. Right side to DeRozier. In the middle. Shot up. 12-footer. No good. Shot missed by Oswald. And a long pass underneath. Up and oh, can't connect. Corbin Jacob couldn't come down with it. Headland will grab it up. Get it away to a guard. And here we come the other way, and a three-pointer up and off the mark by Colton Hall. Rebound grabbed up by Burke for the Blue Jays. Quickly ahead, and a layup underneath. Good, this time by Corbin Jacob. 9-3, Rockport, and a charge at the other end. And we've got a player down for Rockport. He's getting up, though. A charging foul, taking the charge, standing in there, taking it. Cade Makings, who had just entered the game. Cade, I think they might have banged heads. Cade went down. He's holding the top and the back of his head right now. That foul is on Jared Spinato, and that's his second foul already in this ballgame. So Cade Makings trying to make a little room for him. Doctor headed over that way. Check him out. Up the floor come the Blue Jays with the basketball now. Working the ball around. Skillin with a skip pass over to Micah Makings. Three ball, left wing. Buries it. Five for Micah Makings, and it is a 9-point lead for Rockport. Timeout called East Atchison. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
12-3 Rockport with the lead. And we have Jarrett Spinato with two fouls, bringing the ball up. Off the right side to Colton Hall. He'll skip it over across the way. Now to Oswald in the paint, back to Hall. Rips the ball inside. Back it goes Oswald off the glass from 10. No. Got his own rebound off the carom. It's up. He can't get it again. Got his own rebound again. And offensive foul. Oswald dips the shoulder into a Rockport player and gets called for the offensive foul. That's his first. Team foul number four already on the Wolves with 3:32 to play in the first quarter. Micah Makings against pressure in the backcourt, up the floor. Off the right side now, give the ball there away to Heron. Left side, Megan. Defender goes by. Megan, three ball, corner pocket. Up and good. Megan with eight in the early going. And the lead is 12, 15-3. 3:08 to go. Takes the ball inside. Down the lane, knocked away from Graves. Picked up there by Graves from Oswald. And now the rebound coming down to the Blue Jays. Micah Makin's up the floor. He'd like to get that left corner again, I'll bet. Now Aiden Burks got it there. He'll try it. Got it! That is a hot spot. Aiden Burks with five. Timeout again by East Atchison. 18-3 with 2:48 to go in the first. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2 minutes, 48 seconds to go here in quarter number one. It's 18-3, Rockport with the lead over East Atchison. And it'll be the Wolves with the basketball. It comes into Alex Erickson's back in. Passes off, gets it back now out to Colton Hall for three. Too strong, rebound brought down by Oswald. Oswald will give it off, and now a three-pointer again around the rim. No good by Colton Hall. Rebound to Perth. He'll give it to Macon, and he'll come up the floor. Who's going to the left corner this time? Oh, Burke is going to drive. He'll give it out top. Corbin Jacob down in that corner, gets the ball away to Cade Macon. He's back in there. And the ball taken away. Cade okay after banging heads down there underneath the basket earlier this period. On the right side, Spinato throws underneath. Tipped away by Jacob, stolen by the Blue Jays. Makings with 2 minutes to go, up the floor. Right side, Heron. Heron needs to dribble it, and now does. Nearly a 5 cent call gets away to Makings. Micah Makings, they try to trap him. He steps between defenders. Give the ball now. Cade Makings underneath. And good job, Alex Erickson, coming from the backside to block the shot put up by Corbin Jacob. And it is Blue Jay basketball under the hoop. Back in is Bannock Skillen. He started all this with a three-pointer to start the ball game. Into Makings, short corner. 12-footer, no. Rebound to Hedlund. Tell you what, Colin Hedlund's done a good job on the boards. Up the front we go with the basketball now. East Atchison, Jarrett Spinato with it. He hadn't scored yet in the ball game. Right side around the back now over to the left side to Oswald for three and too strong. Rebound, weak side, ran down in the corner by Hedlund. Oh, an offense. Oh, no. Hedlund just threw his forearm into the defender, and the defender got called for the foul. Now, the referee and I were talking earlier between the game here, the JV games, and he said, talk good about the officiating tonight. Here's a shot up in the middle. Spinato won't go. Rebound caught by Graves, and they run it down underneath the Hedlund. Now, he gets fouled by Bannock Skillen. Now, I will defend the referee in this fact. He was on the baseline, and those two players got toward the hoop on him, and he probably could not see what transpired on this side. That foul will be on Bannock Skillen, his second. Hedlund at the line to shoot to. It's up. It crawls over. And now it is 18-4. Biggest lead was 15 at 18-3. 106 to go. Hedlund makes one out of two. Rebound off two Blue Jays. Back to Hedlund. Up and in. He's now got 3 points in the ball game, and he's got 5 rebounds already. And a long pass up the floor to Skillen. Too high up the ladder. He can't catch up to that one. And East Atchison gets the ball back. So you get a lead of 18-3. Now it's still 18-6, but you don't want to get sloppy. trying to do too much. Everything's working for you. Just stay with it if you're Rockport. 45 seconds to go in the period. Cameron Oswald has it. Now to Spinato. Hedlund on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Back out to the top to Alex Erickson. Spinato moving right. Back to Erickson. 30 on the clock. Give the ball over to Graves. Back to the top. Bounce pass. Hedlund puts it down the lane. He goes. Uh-oh. In and out. How did it come out? Makings with the rebound. Man, that ball was halfway in the hole. Long pass up the floor to Brecken Kelly. And the ball's knocked out by Spinato. Apparently, it went off the foot of a Blue Jay. And now an official from down near midcourt coming down to talk to the other official. And the conference going on here. Coach Kevin Dodson has not been pleased. They're going to get a timeout for Rockport, and it will be Rockport ball. Will not be a turnover. Coach Kevin Dodson continues to be unhappy with the officials. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The live action, take it over on the right side with the basketball now. It is Cade Makings. Off to Micah, back to Cade for three. The lefty on the way, no good. Rebound, put back up, no good by Brecken Kelly. And a rebound by Cade Makings, and he can't get it to go in the hole. And that is the end of the first quarter. Oh, no, there's a foul on that last shot. Excuse me, that's not the end of the quarter. Foul on that last shot called on Oswald. Cameron gets his second, team foul number five, so that's going to put Cade Makings at the line. It's up, it's good. He'll get another one here, so now it's 19-6. And now it's 20-6 as he makes them both. 20-6, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's East Atchison basketball to start the second quarter. They trail by 14 here. They've trailed by as many as 15 in this ballgame. All right, Jarrett Spinato with the basketball for East Atchison. He'll hand off there. Alex Erickson, now high post, Hedlund. And he throws the ball down on the baseline, and it is dropped and falls out of bounds. And Rockport will get it back. Graves couldn't get a clean catch. And now the ball comes into Micah Makings. He'll bring it up himself against pressure. Throws the ball to the middle to Burke, and his cross-court pass stolen away. Spinato on the run, pulls up, 10-footer, no. Rebound Makings had it, got tied up with skill, and the ball's out of bounds, and they say East Atchison touched the last. I think Spinato got a hand on it. 20-6 into Micah Makings for Rockport. They've got the lead of the ball. Skillin to Micah Makings up the right side to a double team. and he will spin. He'll look. He'll get it off to Cade Makings. Now out to Micah. Back to Burke inside the free throw line. Out to Micah Makings. Three ball. Buries it right side. Up and good. Micah Makings with 11. That's his third triple of the ball game. And it's now a 17-point lead, the biggest lead of the game. Hedlund, free throw line, fakes left, drives right, blocked by Aiden Burke, his second block of the ball game. Makings, backcourt. Mike has picked up his dribble, throws it across to Cade Makings, and a timeout called by Rockport, saving that possession. 23-6, Rockport, back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny, 101.3.
6:40 to go in the first half here in Rockport. And our girls' game tonight, it was a win for the East Atchison Wolves. The final score there tonight in that girls' game was 46-35 was the girls' score. Now we've got a ball knocked out of bounds by East Atchison down here on the Blue Jay end. 6:32 to go. It will be Cade Makings into Mike in that left-hand corner. We made back-to-back triples in the first quarter. Skillen thought about it, didn't. He'll get it back to Makings. Mike will go cross-court to Cade. He'll drive the lane in with the left hand. Layup is good. Cade Makings hits the shot. And now it's a 19-point advantage for Rockport. To the front court, Cameron Oswald with it. Throws it away, gets it back. Now leans into the free throw area. Out to Hedlund, and offensive foul. Hedlund, he did that same kind of move earlier. The referee didn't see it. That time he did kind of move the defender out of the way with that left forearm. And that's going to be Collins' first foul. Team foul number 6 of the half. East Atchison brings Colton Hall back into the ballgame. Rockport, Corbin Jacob is in there along with Brecken Kelly. Micah Makings, Kelly has it. Brecken looking for help, dribbles around to the top to Burke. Burke will hold underneath, he finds a man open. High arcing shot, no good by Jacob. Rebound brought down by Spinato. Top of the key, he spins, he keeps his dribble. Left side with the pass to DeRozier. Owen moving back to the middle of the floor over to Spinato for a long three, and he got it on the left side. Spinato's first field goal makes it 25-9. Now we come back the other way. Aiden Burke holds it left side underneath. Micah Makings. Shot rejected by Colton Hall. Spinato with it up the floor, pulls up free throw line, got it again. He gets heated up. Things can change in a hurry. It's 25-11. Rockport still with a lead. Micah Makings bothered in the backcourt, and we've got over and back. Micah Makings being guarded by Colton Hall. He got the ball in the front court, and then he went across, came back with it, and now it will be East Atchison ball. Spinato is saying, give me the basketball. I'm ready to go. Now he will get the ball from Oswald. Coming up the floor. Out on the left side with it. High post. Inside. Down the lane. Graves rejected. Third block by Aiden Burke in this ball game. 4:45 to go here in the first half. Spinato will inbound the baseline, brings it in there for Braden Graves, senior. Out he goes, Oswald down the lane, right side, three ball up, too strong by Colton Hall. Rebound to Graves, put it up, no, rebound brought down by Braden Burke. and we'll come the other way now. Rockport, Micah Makings to the front. Off the left side, Cade Makings holds it underneath for a cutter. Through it, Spinato stole it. Spinato on the run, 1-on-3, pulls up, 12-footer, no. Rebound, Micah Makings muscles up, takes it down, and now he'll walk it up. Sagan Hart led 31-30 at halftime up at Sydney. After three quarters, they lead 57-38. Big third period for the Irish side over on TTNC. Micah Makings, three ball, banks it from the top, no good. Rebound, Oswald, his fourth of the game. Oswald through traffic, goes in, contact, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. 25-11, Rockport with the lead. They led 25-6. This foul will go on Corbin Jacob, his first. Team foul number 1, 2, 3, 4. Free throw will not go. It remains 25-11. Oswald, 3 points in the game on a triple back in the first quarter. Second free throw coming. It's up. It's good. 1 out of 2, and it's 25-12. 3:50 to go, just halfway through quarter number two here. Aiden Burke up the floor. Bannock Skillen driving the baseline. Pulls up. Back out top. Burke for three from the front. Short. And the rebound coming down in the hands of Braden Graves. He'll bring it to the front. He'll give it to Spinato. Right side, jump step into the lane. Back out for three. It's up and down by Owen DeRozier. And all of a sudden, it's 25-15. A 9-0 run by East Atchison. At the other end, up, no good by Heron. Can't connect inside the paint, and the rebound again brought down by Graves. Ahead, it goes inside. Back Spinato for a long three, too strong. Rebound brought down by Skillen. Skillen with the rebound. Coming out of there with it to Micah Makings. 2:55 to play. First half on City 101.3 here in Rockport tonight. Out the ball goes Corbin Jacob. Inside Micah Makings. Reverse layup. Partially blocked and taken down by Oswald. Oswald to Spinato, or excuse me, to Colton Hall, 11. Number one, not number 11. Now Spinato's got it. Rockport zoned up here. On the right side with it is Graves. Graves will go to the corner and Hall for three. Got it again. Colton Hall with a triple. That's his first. It's 25-18. The lead is down to 7. It's a 12-0 run. To the front, Micah Makings, free throw line. Out to Burke for three. Up. No. Rebound brought down by Heron. And he got fouled as he grabbed it. That'll be 1-1. And that foul is going to be, I believe, on Colton Hall. Yes, it is. His first, team foul number 7. And to the free throw line goes Philip Heron. I sure hope he makes the first. I just wrote down 2 free throws. Philip, up, and he messed up my book. Well, it's not entirely his fault, I guess, mine. So Heron misses the free throw. Spinato the rebound. Up the floor, his pass tipped away, out of bounds by Corbin Jacob. So EA basketball on the baseline, right side of the floor. Spinato will trigger, but he's in a corner of the lane with 2:01 to go in the half. It's a 12-0 run at the moment for East Atchison. Out top to Hall, swinging around underneath, and Graves lost it, taken away, and up the floor, Micah Makings. He got stripped of the ball as he elevated for the shot. Makings to Skillet. Out top, Burke. Fake drives in the paint. Up and got it to go off the glass. And that will be 7 for Burke. And that ends the 12-0 run. 27-18. Now we come the other way. Spinato dropped the ball. Got it back. Now in the paint. Oswald can't connect. Got his own rebound. Double team, gets it out of there. Spinato for three. Oh, no good. Aiden Burke with a rebound. Oswald got the previous rebound, and now Bannock Skillen to the front with a minute 8 to go. Skillen out top. Micah Makings goes out and gets the pass. It's a little off the mark. holds it near midcourt, 59 seconds, moves up, spins to the lane, falling down, throws it toward the hoop, and draws a foul on East Atchison. I'm going to think it's on Owen DeRozier here, but we'll find out in a moment. Say 12 or 13. Said 13. That's on Oswald, and that's his third. Would have been much better for East Atchison had my guess been correct. That would have been number one on DeRozier. Said it's three on Oswald. He will sit down now back in Alex Erickson for the final 55 seconds. At the free throw line, Micah Makings, two for two at the line, and missed that one. Burke with a rebound for Rockport. Burke with five rebounds. Makings for three, no. Rebound on the deck. It's loose. Now who's got it? Got a foul. Now we got a technical foul. The foul was on a loose ball rebound. Going to be called, I believe, against East Atchison. And Coach Kevin Dodson has been very unhappy with that's about the third call right there that has really irritated him. So the original foul is going to be, well, not on him. Or is it? Maybe it is. They called a foul on Corbin Jacob of Rockport. Now shooting the technical is Micah Makings. He made the first one. Make it 29-18. And he makes the second one to make it 30-18. And now we've got the regular foul, which is number two on Jacob, Corbin Jacob. That's team foul number five. And that's nine team fouls now on East Atchison. Hedlund in for Spinato for East Atchison. Rockport ball at midcourt, 45 seconds to go. I think we're all caught up now. Micah Makings to the front with it. Corbin Jacob left side into Skillet. Outside, Burke fakes, drives right side, off the glass, no, Skillet, a rebound. Out it goes, and a three-pointer on the way for Kate Makings. It won't go. And now a foul probably on Micah Makings. Yes, it is. Micah Makings, he's a strong young man. And he went in there not overly aggressive, but when the guy with the ball came down, Micah made just a little contact. When he makes contact with you, you know it. Knocked him off his wheels and off balance. So it's East Atchison ball and a three-pointer. Good left side elbow. Three-pointer up and good for Colton Hall. He's got six. It's 30-21. Inside, it will be Skillet. Burke for a long three at the buzzer. No good from right out in front at halftime. Our score is Rockport 30, East Atchison 21. 30-21, our score at halftime. Rockport enjoys the lead. Back in 2 minutes with the Highland Community College halftime report on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better,
quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance Office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Here at halftime, East Atchison trailing Rockport 30-21. They use a 12-0 run to take it from 25-6 to 25-18 here at one point in that second quarter. Now 30-21 at halftime. Scoring for East Atchison in the first half. Colton Hall, pair of triples in the second quarter to give him 6. Jared Spinato with 5. 3 for Owen DeRozier. 3 for Colin Hedlund. And 4 in the first half for Cameron Oswald. The East Atchison Wolves, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ball game. Scoring in the first half for the Rockport Blue Jays tonight, they're led by Micah Makin with 13 points, 13 for Makin, 4 for Kate Makin, 7 for Aiden Burke to go along with 3 block shots and 5 rebounds. Bannock Skillen has a 3-pointer and Corbin Jacob has 2. Rockport hit 8 out of 9 free throw attempts in the first half. Fouls Corbin Jacob and Bannock Skillen with 2 each for Rockport and for East Atchison. 3 on Cameron Oswald, 2 on Jared Spinato. 30-21, your score at halftime. The lead belongs to the Rockport Blue Jays. That's our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Highland Community College. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. It's close to home, but far from debt. A check to the weather coming up after this break from our sponsors. We'll be back in a few minutes with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under clear skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Lows level off around 25. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Upper 40s. Sunday, mid-50s by Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime in Rockport, Missouri in our boys' game. The lead belongs to the Rockport Blue Jays, 30-21 over the East Atchison Wolves. If they do not have a bakery in Rockport, Missouri, I would suggest somebody opens one. They just sold a cake here at halftime for $250. So it'd be a good place to open a bakery, apparently, if people have that much trouble getting cakes, right? Well, maybe they wouldn't sell for that much if it wasn't a fundraiser for something here at the school. 30-21, Rockport with the lead. We'll take another 2 minute timeout and be back with the second half. Rockport East Atchison Boys on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Rockport took the ball and turned it over on the inbound on the first play of the second half, so it's East Atchison basketball. Now a drive inside, a try to reverse layup by Braden Graves, and he will be fouled. We'll go to the free throw line here. This game, despite being a 9-point game right now, and it was a lead of what? How many were they up by? 19. And the free throw for East Atchison up and good. So Graves, first free throw attempt good. The second on the way up, good again. And now it's 30-23. The lead is 7. That foul, incidentally, on the Blue Jays. We'll have to catch it here. I know. Here we go. Aiden Berg with the basketball. He passes down to the right side on the wing. Skillen back out top to Berg. Burke double-teamed, and his pass taken away by Colton Hall, and then Burke knocks it out of bounds. The foul was on Cade Makings down here at the other end as he starts here in the second half tonight. Senior night at Rockport. Sacred Heart defeats Sidney, Iowa tonight. The boys' game is 82-47. Here's a three-pointer from the left corner. In and out, no good by Colton Hall, who starts the second half. The rebound brought down by Burke. To the front, Micah Makings. To Heron, right side to Burke. Looking. Man-to-man defense here by East Atchison. Left side, Heron. He's guarded by Hedlund. Down low, knocked away. Saved in, but Rockport gets a good play by Alex Erickson of the Wolves. Back to the top, Burke fakes, drives down the lane, out to the corner, and Makings can't hang on to it. The ball out of his hand, rolls down his leg, out of bounds. And it's going to be East Atchison ball. 17-5, the scoring in favor of East Atchison since Rockport had a 25-6 lead. Hedlund down the lane, spins in the lane, up short, no good. Rebound and a putback by Braden Graves, his first field goal, fifth rebound. Here's pressure by East Atchison in the backcourt. Micah Makings guarded there by Alex Erickson, who's 5'8". He's given up a lot of size. Dogging him all the way up the floor. Now off to right side. Phillip Heron holds it. They play off him. He'll dribble out and give it to Micah Makings. Now he holds and looks. He can see right over the top of Alex Erickson. Now out to Skillen on the left side. Back around the horn. Right side, Micah Makings. Holds it. Skillen flashes the lane. Can't get in the ball. Makings backs up. Out to Skillen. Left side with it. Cade Makings spins, and the ball knocked loose. He regains control. Down the lane. Left hand off the glass. Got it. When in doubt, and you can't find a teammate to throw it to, shoot it. Sometimes it goes in. 32-25, 5:25 to play in the third. Rockport with a lead. They've never trailed to the game. We're tied at 3. Bounce pass inside, and Graves to Hedlund from 12. Got it. Hedlund with a nice little touch in there. He's got 5 points and 6 rebounds on the night. It's 32-27. To the front court. No, the back court. Now they throw it over, and we got a timeout by Rockport just before the 10-second call on the full court press. That is the third timeout called by Rockport. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
5:03 to go in the third quarter. East Atchison trying to fight their way back into this now, trailing by a score of 32-27. They were down 25-6 at one point. Rockport basketball, backcourt Micah Makings up the floor against a 2-1-2 zone. Now over on the far right corner, Corbin Jacob back in there along with Brecken Kelly. And Jacob is double-teamed, and the ball is out of bounds off of the Wolves. Trying to spin the pass out of there on a bounce. Knocked loose. It rolls out of bounds on the sideline. Inbounding will be Cade Makings to Micah Makings around to Burke. Left side. Now he goes down low to Brecken Kelly. Inside, Micah Makings got a double team there. To Kelly, and Makings comes out and gets it again. Micah Makings down the lane he goes. Reverse up. He went down straight down, put it up the right hand on the left side. Kind of a little whip up there and got it to go. 15 now for Micah Makings. 34-27. Shot rejected at the other end by Rockport. I believe that was Cade Makings blocking the shot of Oswald. 34-27. Left side it goes. Aiden Burke fakes it out, drives in. Defender hits the deck. No whistle. Shot up. Three-pointer. No. By Jacob. Rebound. Cade Makings. And the putback is good. He's got 8 in the ball game. And now it's a 9-point lead. 36-27. To the front court. East Atchison needs a bucket for 3. Short. No good. Rebound to Aiden Burke off the miss by Oswald. Burke having a good night. 7 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. Making through traffic. Roll, finger roll, won't go. Rebound picked up by Oswald. He's got 7 of those. Out top now with it. Alex Erickson to the left side. Fulton Hall with a miss. Rebound brought down by Cade Makings. He's having a good second half here. Ahead it goes, Brecken Kelly. Back to Micah Makings to the 3:05 mark of the third quarter. 9-point lead, Rockport. Aiden Burke holds it, comes off the near side for Corbin Jacob. Jacob will give the ball up. Cade Makings out left side, and a 3-pointer up and down for Aiden Burke on the wing. He's now got 10 points on the night, and it's 39-27. The lead is 12. Offensive foul. Good job defensively, Corbin Jacob. The East Atchison foul is going to go against Cameron Oswald, and that's going to be his 4th foul of the ball game. First foul of the half on East Atchison. He'll head to the bench along with Hedlund. Back into the game, Owen DeRozier. And also in now is Charlie Litherberry, a senior for East Atchison. Right side, Burke for 3. Got it again. 2 in a row, different side of the court. He's got 13, and the lead is back up to 15 now. Back-to-back buckets for 3 by Aiden Burke. Into the high post, Litherberry down low. He goes to Graves in traffic, forces it up, blocked again by Burke, and the ball, yeah, it was grabbed up by Skillen. Now, whose ball is it? Well, now we'll find out. The officials are talking it over, and it's going to stay on the East Atchison side here. Wolves basketball. 2:10 to play in the third. A 15-point lead for Rockport. And the ball will come in here, out top. Swinging around and now to Owen DeRozier. Down to Erickson. Erickson moving around. Over it goes to Colton Hall. Skip it over the top to DeRozier. Back to the top. Back to DeRozier. 3 ball. Left side. Missed it. Rebound brought down by Skillen. Skillen will hand the ball away, and Micah Makings will work it up the floor. Left side to Corbin Jacob. Jacob starts right, goes left all the way to the hole. Scoops it, stolen away by DeRozier. Ahead quickly to Colton Hall. Back to Erickson. In the middle, Litherberry. Down low, Graves. Graves will be fouled by Rockport. Foul on Skillen. Bannock's third. Team foul number two. Out goes Philip Herring. Back in for the Blue Jays here. Let's see. Cade Makin's back in there, I guess. Bring the ball into Rozier. Swing it around the perimeter. Back out to the top now to Erickson. Erickson with the ball. Swing it left side to Hall. Over the top to underneath there to DeRozier. And now it's a reverse layup attempt by Graves, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line here to shoot two. Foul will go on, I believe, Aiden Burke. It's his first of the ball game. Team foul number three of the half, and it's going to be Graves at the line. Two for two on the night, and this one misses short. They'll get another one here. Second free throw coming up. And good. 5'11 senior. It's one out of two, and it's 42-28. Minute to go, third quarter. Cade Makin to Skillen from 18, left side, up and good. He made the first bucket of the ball game, and now he gets his second one. High post with it. Litherberry out of there to the right side to DeRozier. Swinging around, they play catch. DeRozier again back to the top to Erickson and try to go underneath. Graves controls it, back out to Hall for three. On the rim, no. And the ball went up and it hit the support above the rim, above the backboard, so it will be Rockport ball. Oh, East Atchison kind of gave Rockport some fits early in this third quarter with a press to get him back into the game. But now they find themselves down by 16, 44-28. And here's a shot from the corner, no good by Rockport. Micah Makin's with the offensive rebound and with the putback, and he is fouled. 17 for Makin's. He'll have a free throw coming here. That foul will be called on Owen DeRozier, his first, team foul number two. The free throw is good. DeRozier, excuse me, now Makin's with 18, and it's a 19-point lead. To the front we go. This match is the biggest lead of the ball game at 19. Outside, a Hall, back to the top, over to DeRozier. Nobody wants to take the three when they're open right now. Now DeRozier again, bounce pass into Litherberry. One pass too many. Micah Makin steals it away, fires before the buzzer sounds. It won't go. After three, it is Rockport 47, East Atchison 28. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Ball knocked loose. Stolen by the Wolves. And a layup good by Braden Graves. He's got 7 points in the ball game now. And the lead is 47-30. Now we come the other way. And it's Rockport ball. Skillen inside to Micah Makin's. Made a little move, got hit in the mouth, missed the shot, and the ball's out of bounds off of East Atchison. Three fouls on Rockport in the second half, two on East Atchison to this point. Bring it into back and Skillen. Bannock gets the ball to Makin's. Now the ball is out of bounds. Touch last by East Atchison again. So Rockport will have the ball on the sideline. Inbounding will be Cade Makings. Cade to Micah Makings. Left side, Heron over to Skillen. Down in the corner with it to Burke. Burke has 13, 18 for Makings for Rockport. And a three-pointer up and good by Micah Makings. He's got 21. He's enjoying it. He's playing to his classmates here in the student section. Free throw, or a long shot in the free throw line, no good. Rebound brought down by Cade Makings. And here the ball stolen on a pass, coming up the floor with it. That's going to be Oswald all the way to the hole. Up, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Micah Makings ends up with it. And Micah Makings will bring it up the floor for Rockport. Off the left side to Heron. Tipped away, stolen by Hedlund. Hedlund going in, big step, layup good with the scoop. Hedlund not necessarily wanting to be the ball handler there, but he did a good job. Got the bucket. It's 50-32. It's 18-point lead. It was a 20-point Blue Jay lead there for a moment. Micah Makings to the front court. Off the right side to Skillen. He lost two games to a team by a total of 3 points. You got an 18-point lead. You want to keep putting it on. There's a holding foul on East Atchison. Foul will be on Colton Hall, his second. Team foul number 3 of the half. Skillen and Heron go to the bench. In comes Brecken Kelly and Corbin Jacob for Rockport. Cade Makings brings in Burke for 3. Right side, up and good. 16 for Burke, and it's now a 21-point lead, biggest lead of the game. Hedlund under the free throw line, back out, now over. Oswald drives, pulls up, shoots, miss it. Hedlund the rebound. His return shot is partially blocked, and now we get a foul as well. Rockport foul. This one's going to go on Corbin Jacob, Corbin's third. Team foul number 4. Inbounding, Erickson to the corner. Three ball by Oswald won't go. Graves will rebound it, put it up and in. 9 now for Braden Graves. 53-34. Rockport in command here with 5.5 to play. Big news, free popcorn down below now. It's sold out. Espedo, backdoor cut by Aiden Burke. A nice entry pass from the right side. And we got blood on the floor. Micah Makings, he got hit in the mouth a little while ago. I wonder if that's just now a little blood from that. 18 for Aiden Burke on senior night here. So now they got to find out where he has bled. He looks none the worse for wear. And the officials walk over. Coach Aaron Carper going, well, where's it at? So Micah Makings headed out to get a drink and rinse out or something to that effect. 21-point advantage for Rockport. Ball comes in for Alex Erickson. Zone defense by Rockport, up the floor with it. Left side to Rozier. Rozier back out to Erickson, and between the circles, left elbow. They play catch out there, and now out to a three-pointer. In and out by Oswald. Won't go. Rebound to Bannock-Skillen, and away go the Blue Jays. The other end with it is going to be Brecken Kelly at the far end. Skillen fake to 3, drives in, up, off the glass, no. Rebound grabbed, and it's Braden Graves headed the other way. Graves to the free throw line. Left side, he goes to DeRozier. Back out to the top, saving it from backcourt, Erickson. Now DeRozier dribbles up on the baseline. Inside to Graves, double team, out to Oswald. He'll drive into the paint, throws up a one-hander, and he got her to go. 6 for Cameron Oswald now. And timeout with 4:29 to go. 55-36, a 19-point Rockport advantage. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve.
Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3.
And we are in Rockport, Missouri tonight. It's Highway 275 Conference Basketball, and it is a lead for the Rockport Blue Jays. 55-36, the East Atchison girls won the game tonight. 46-35 over Rockport. And we're ready to go again. Rockport has Carver Muntz in the ball game now. 5'10 junior. Kate Makins to inbound the basketball. No, that's just a clean jersey. That's Micah Makins. Micah Makins in there, and now we're in 24. Okay, I see what they did. Makins gets the ball, gets tackled in the lane. As he got the ball, he got sandwiched between two defenders. And boy, that's a clean-looking jersey. So that will be Micah Makins, 1-24 now. This foul called on who? They don't have a 33. Well, that can't be right. All right, the ball comes in off the left side now with the basketball. Cade Makins to Skillen. His pass across is stolen. And a layup by Graves at the other end for East Atchison. 55-38 the score. Lead down to 17. Micah Makins up the floor with it. Moving the ball to the front, top of the key. Keeps his dribble. Left side he goes to Corbin Jacob. Jacob with it, out top, swinging around again. Micah Makins looking, 3:45. Burke for three from straight out in front, off the side, no good. Rebound off of Skillen, out of bounds. Brecken Kelly in now for East Atchison, or excuse me, for Rockport. And back in is Colton Hall for East Atchison. Got all the right players, just put on the wrong team for a moment. Out of the right side, up to the top, and now DeRozier thought about it, didn't take it. Hall plays catch with Erickson around the perimeter, beyond the three. Hall going to dribble once, back now into the high post. Out it goes, three-pointer DeRozier on the rim, won't go. Makins, that's Mike, grabs up the rebound, and then he spun around with two defenders there on the baseline, and he lost the ball out of bounds. All right, it will be East Atchison basketball. Up and no good. We have not seen Spinato this half. Jared Spinato has not played this second half for East Atchison. Wonder what's going on there. He's now realized that he's sitting over there on the bench, but he has not been in this entire second half. East Atchison made some changes at halftime, and he's been sitting. 3:09 to go. Rockport ball. Makins used up his dribble. Lost it. Throws it across to Kelly. Or excuse me. Skillen. And Skillen drives in. Makes the basket. Did it count? Was a foul before the shot or not? The foul is on Alex Erickson. His first. Team foul number 6. Bucket did not count for Bannock Skillen. Cade Makins will inbound to Micah on the baseline, holds it on the left side of the floor. Dribbles, now spins, leans, and draws a foul. That one's, I think, going to go on Braden Graves. That will be his second foul. Team foul number 7, so now we're shooting free throws. Say it's third foul up on the board on Graves. Okay, I'll agree with you. Makins at the line, free throw, rattles in. That gives him 22 points in the ball game. I have another one coming here. On the way up, and rattles off, no good. Rebound to Burke. Aiden Burke with his 8th rebound. Back to Makins, down to Burke, right side, up strong, a lot of contact. couldn't connect, and it's a rebound for East Atchison going the other way. DeRozier underneath, throws it back out to the top to the right side, and now here is a three-pointer up, no good by Hall. Rebound brought down by DeRozier. DeRozier will give it up in the middle to Erickson, too high off the backboard, it won't go. And a rebound to Skillen with 2:20 to go. And he'll give it to Micah Makin, to back to Skillen. Dribbles across, throws the ball down to the baseline to Cade Makin. Back out top, Micah Makin. Skillen, right side, wing, up, too strong, no good. And coming out of there to the basketball will be East Atchison. To the front court, Alex Erickson. Left side, DeRozier into Grace. Oh, he slipped. Feet just went out from under. The ball never got out of bounds. I think the floor of it wet down there. Here's a pass to the middle. Knocked loose. Taken away by Colton Hall. Quickly the other way up the floor now. With it driving is Oswald. Double team. Throws it up off the mark. No good. Graves the rebound. Shot rejected again by Skillen. But we got a foul. Now, who's the foul? I don't think it's on Burke. It's going to be on Cade Makin, his third. So that is the fifth block of the night by Aiden Burke. Free throw up and good. Graves now with a dozen in the ball game, five in the quarter. Back into the game again for Rockport. Phillip Heron, a starter, and back in there also Corbin Jacob. Free throw for Graves. Got it again. 13 in the game. 8 in the quarter. Down to 90 seconds to go here in the backcourt. It's Corbin Jacob to the front. And we got contact getting up slowly. As there's big contact. I think he got hit in the mouth. Was Oswald. And we got 2 points on the other end. Two-pointer for Corbin Jacob. Gives him 4 in the ball game. Loose ball left off. Heron picks it up. All the way and stops, pops, block, out of bounds, and it's touch glass by East Atchison. So here comes Colin Hedlund back in for EA. Sitting down will be Cameron Oswald. He was saddled much of the night with foul problems. Rockport will bring into the game. Came in there. Well, now it's Micah Makin with the basketball. In is Breck and Kelly. Here comes a whole another bunch of Rockport Blue Jays ready to come in here. Under a minute to go. It's an 18-point lead for Rockport. Aiden Burke with the basketball, and he tried to go down to Micah Makin. They weren't on the same page there, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Makin and Burke will sit down. 22 points for Micah Makin to the ball game, 18 for Aiden Burke. New players in for Rockport. Dakota Evans is in there, a 5'8 junior. Inside, knocked away. Skillen knocked it away, got back to Graves. And Graves is going back to the free throw line for two more. Braden Graves is now 5 for 6 at the line tonight. This foul called on Cade Makin. Free throw up and got it again. Skillen is in there, as we said. Dakota Evans is in for Rockport. Number 3 is Ozzie Hurst in there. Free throw won't go. And the rebound picked up by Cade Makin. Also in is Corbin Jacob. In the backcourt, Ozzie Hurst, a 5'8 junior, gets the ball ahead now. Up the floor to... Well, they'll get 30 minutes. Cade Makin, okay, up the floor, loose ball, 17 seconds. Batted out of bounds by Dakota Evans here. So it's East Atchison ball on the sideline in front of their bench. Inbounding, Braden Graves. Out top with it, Alex Erickson. Over to DeRozier for 3. It's up, it's good. His second long ball of the night. 10 seconds to play. Over it comes to Evans, to the front court. He'll hold it, and your final score, Rockport, 58, East Atchison, 44. 15th win of the year for the Rockport Blue Jays. 15-7. East Hatch drops to 10-15 on the air. And that will be our final of the boys' game. We'll come back and wrap up the score and end tonight's action after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital to the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Final score in our boys' game tonight. Our wrap-up brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the boys' game, 58-44 the final. Rockport with the win, improving to 15-7 on the year. East Atchison now 10-15 on the year. Braden Graves led East Atchison with 14 in the game. Colin Hedlund had 7 points tonight, 6 for Cameron Oswald, 6 each for Owen DeRozier and Colton Hall, and 5 for Jared Spinato tonight. In the Rockport side of the scoring column, it is 22 for Micah Makings tonight. At 18 in the ball game for Aiden Burke, 8 more for Cade Makings, 5 for Bannock Skillen, and 4 on the night for Corbin Jacob. For the Blue Jay, total of 58. In the girls' game tonight, it was East Atchison with the win. 46-35 was the final score. 46-35. Leading the way for East Atchison tonight as they go to 18-7 was Natalie Hedlund with 17, 11 for Lizzie Schleter, and 9 for Faith Anderson. Rockport led by Shaney Vogler, who had 18 points in the ball game tonight. So that's going to wrap it up for our coverage tonight here. We'll be back with more basketball next week. It's Nebraska Girls Sub-District Play beginning Tuesday night. First game will be at 5 o'clock on KTN, or excuse me, that'll be 5 o'clock on KTNC. That'll be Sig Hart on Tuesday night against either Del Rodell or HTRS here on Sunny 101.3 at 5:30. Fall City Tiger Girls play Fairbury, followed by the Auburn girls as they will take on the Syracuse Rockets. That's what's coming up for you Tuesday night for high school basketball girls sub-district action around southeast Nebraska. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight. For our studio engineer, Logan Carver, I'm John Nixon saying good night.